This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Next week, the final official results of the November 3rd election in Hamilton County will be certified by the Board of Elections. Joining me to talk about them, WVXU's senior political analyst, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, looking back at the election in Hamilton County for a final time, what do you see as the most important takeaways from the election?
Well, clearly it was the dominance of Democratic candidates in Hamilton County. They just won all of the county's executive offices, including both county commission seats, except for one. The recorder's office flipped from Republican to Democrat. So did the county treasurer's office. The only Republican who survived was Prosecutor Joe Dieters. And he was the number one priority for the Republican Party in Hamilton County. And they wanted to make sure that they got him reelected. And they got their wish on that one, but they lost every other county executive seat.
Now, the Democrats also, which people may not have noticed, did really well in judicial races. Tell us about that.
Yeah, they did historically well, actually. It was there were 13 judgeships on the ballot countywide. One was an appeals court seat. And there were 12 common pleas court judgeships. Democrats won 9 of them, which is really unheard of. They unseated 7 sitting Republican judges who lost their jobs on November 3rd. And Democrats are now holding a majority on the both the First District Court of Appeals and among the county common pleas court judges. This has not happened in anyone's living memory.
So tell us why this happened with the judges.
Well, there was a huge surge in Democratic voting, mostly driven by the absentee ballots that were coming in early. And it meant that Joe Biden ended up winning Hamilton County by 15 percentage points. At the same time, he was losing the state of Ohio by 8 points. There were a number of Republican candidates in Hamilton County who got more votes than Donald Trump, but not by nearly enough to win. And this is clearly a blue county now, and it's probably going to remain one for the foreseeable future.
Did you see any dark spots for the Democrats in Hamilton County?
Well, the biggest dark spot for them was that they had high hopes for the first congressional district, which is made up of part of Hamilton County and all of Warren County. They had hoped that a first-time candidate named Kate Schroeder, who turned out to be a very aggressive candidate, her run against Republican Steve Chabot fell short. And it was in a year where Chabot was really ripe for defeat. I mean, if he was ever ripe for defeat, it was in this one. And she ran a very good campaign, well-funded, drew national attention, but she was swamped by the heavy Republican vote in the Warren County portion of the district, where Chabot ended up with a 34-point lead in the unofficial results, even though Schroeder won Hamilton County part of the district.
So what does this mean for Chabot in the future?
Well, it doesn't mean that he's going to be able to keep this for life, but by 2022, the districts in Ohio are going to be redrawn under the new guidelines, which say that counties should not be split. Hamilton County will likely become its own congressional district with maybe a small bit of Butler County thrown in. If the first district gets rid of Warren County, and is nearly all Hamilton County, it's very unlikely that Chabot would lose in a blue county. And he may end up after 13 terms in Congress and deciding to retire. I don't know. We'll have to see. But if he does, then it's going to be a wide open race with the advantage going to the Democrats.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can find his columns and his stories at WVXU.org.